feel it burning deep in my soul. I know it's time for me to go.
Welcome to Publish or Perish FM, social selling in the age of content marketing. This is the podcast for innovative and skill-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. Here's your host, Jeff Leo Herman. No longer grazing in this field
I once laid. Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 17 of Publish or Perish FM. Today is Friday, February 12th, 2016, and I am thrilled to be here with you today. So we're only going to focus on one thing today, and that's how we continue to scale relationships and scale revenue as we progress up the social selling maturity curve. And we're going to hit level 4 hard today as far as being a creator, which builds authority on the social selling maturity curve. Before we dig in, just wanted a quick start here, quick story from the week. And it's interesting, I got an invitation to a meeting this week with a new prospect. First thing I do, literally if I get an invite on the calendar and I have a few minutes, I jump into LinkedIn, specifically Sales Navigator, and I eyeball who's on the invite. So who are the prospects, what are their names, and what do they look like on LinkedIn? And I was pumped because one of our meetings set up for next week, one of the individuals checked out her profile. It looks like a really cool person, but in her summary, she literally wrote, "Someday she wants to be shot out of a cannon." And that's in her summary, right there for all to see. And you know, and that's like a big yes. That's a little fist pump yes, because that person I know is dynamic and innovative, and we can connect at that level, and that really aligns to our persona, our, you know, really who we actually strive to work with on a consistent basis, innovative and scale-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. And if you see someone with a profile signaling they're fun, they're innovative, it just gives you lots of great positive energy heading into that meeting. So that's a cool thing. But the bottom line, and this is I stress to, you know, all the folks I work with every day, LinkedIn is there for a reason. People have depth or lack of depth on their profile. It's all good information and good signaling. So always check it out before you head into a meeting. You never know how you're going to be able to connect with someone. So jumping in, let's switch to our one thing we're going to accomplish today, how we continue to scale relationships and scale revenue by nailing level 4 of the social selling maturity curve. And the bottom line is this helps you and your team build authority, right? And so how do you build authority? Let's take a quick setup of the model. Once again, the social selling maturity curve, think of the XY axis. On the Y axis, it's revenue, right? How to scale revenue. On the X axis, it's how to scale relationships. And we always want to be up and to the right, of course. And we have level 1, our observers. They're close to the origin. You know, they're observing, stalking, not quite in the mix, but they're just kind of sucking information out. Level 2 are participants. They're liking, sharing, commenting, participating, but we know participants get trophies, but they're really not winners. So how do we take it to the next level? Level 3 and 4, where we spent the last week, a lot on level 3 last week. The curator level. And curator is where you start to become a resource to your prospects and customers. So now, how do we move up to level 4 on the social selling maturity curve and earn that authority as a creator? And we'll do that through publishing. And we're saying publishing in the broadest global sense. And specifically when I say publishing, I'm not speaking of writing. And we've talked a lot about the pros and cons of salespeople blogging and writing specifically. We're talking about leveraging video. And I dig into this topic in a very simple way on a Pulse post I published this week called The Selfie Strategy to Building Authority. And the goal is to use video. It's the best way to illustrate your knowledge and expertise in a very visceral way. Give people a sense of who you are and how you operate and the depth of your knowledge. So we have a challenge this week. Our challenge is to pick one of your team, yourself or one of your team members, and start a video publishing strategy. So the key question here, everyone generally gets the power of video for use in illustrating your knowledge and expertise. But the first question I always get is, great, but what do I talk about? Great question, what do you talk about? And I have three specific things you can talk about as you're launching your video publishing strategy. First, I'm sure you have a presentation that covers your industry outlook or the state of your industry. That's great. We even all have a section in our pitch decks that typically covers the outlook or the state of the industry. So just record a voiceover of your favorite pitch that focuses on industry insights. It's that easy. And you could even do it like the video game guys do, is record a screencast with a little video window in the lower right and record yourself giving the state of the industry. That's often a popular thing to do, a way to get started. A second way is talk about an application of your product or service, not about your product or service. So what are in-market examples, specific applications, customer comments, experiences with customers or end users? And you don't even have to name names. You can say a customer in XYZ industry or a B2B customer. So, you know, your prospects and customers always want to hear about customer success stories and your point of view or your perspective on that success. And then the third way, and this is probably the easiest way, is just curate other people's content. And so often, I know all of us do this, when we are following up with a prospect, an excuse to follow up with them is, hey, I read this article, I thought you'd be interested in it. That's great. Instead of just pushing someone a link to an article or pushing a PDF to an article, and I hope you have a sentence that, you know, goes along with that, I thought this would be interesting to you because, bop, 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 it's related to the problem we were discussing last week. Instead of writing that, just another email, you know, record a quick video message about that. So give your two cents, give your point of view on this industry-driven article, and push a link to a video of your review of the article and why it's important. And quite frankly, it's a little easier to talk about the importance of an article than summarize or write the importance of an article. All right, that's it. So I hope you accept the challenge. I hope you or one of your team members, you encourage them to execute on a video publishing strategy. It's very easy to do with the three things that we discussed on what to talk about. That's often the biggest barrier to entry here in this way. So hope you accept that challenge, and please let me know how it's working. Email me at my personal blog here. It's jeff@publishorperish.fm. I'd love to hear from you, love to hear how the challenge is going, and to see which one of your team members is breaking through and just getting that extra attention that they deserve from their prospects and customers because they've taken the time to curate and to share their knowledge and expertise. So, and as always, if you hit iTunes, I would love you to subscribe, and also please leave a rating and review if you like the content and share it with a friend. So it's been a lot of fun today. As always, I hope we think like marketers and sell like animals. I'm an animal. I'm on my belly full.